The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Can we get out of the context segment now?
We can.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah, it's, you know, Abu Hecker is on a cruise right now. I don't know if you know this.
It's a common theme. Everybody in Pride 48 has decided Auntie Vera went on a cruise, and then Poodle and Kitty McNitty or whatever
Kitty
went
McNitty,
on a cruise.
Right, Squeaky Kitty.
And now Joey Buhecker is on a cruise. I mean, I don't know. Next, Tim in Alaska will be cruising to Cambodia from Alaska.
No, he just came back from Cambodia, so he's not.
I don't even know how, if you could do that. Could you do that?
No,
could
but you, go you know, from, yeah, but isn't Baron and Dr. P? Aren't they going to London or something?
Well, they're going to London, but they didn't mention anything about a cruise, so I'm not really sure.
I'm just saying they got to get across the Atlantic some way. Why would they fly when they could cruise? Clearly is the problem. But here's the thing. They're probably not going on a cruise, but I know a lot of people go on a cruise. Like Taffy and Taylor go on Disney cruises like every other day.
Do they have to get medical examinations or anything to go? Do you have to get like a medical exam to go
on?
No,
you don't. But if you're going to run into like sickly little old ladies on the plane and you need, you know, they ask you to help them with their luggage, there's a very important thing that you should ask them. You should be like, I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you turn your head and cough?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
3, 2, 1.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2180 of the BFO for Monday the 6th of June 2016. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, Squeaky Piggy and I are on our way back from the Fort Lauderdale. Did you leave Granny down there? No, they wouldn't keep him. Hello, poopies. Big Fatty, are you talking about Granny pooping himself? No, I'm saying, y'all, we're your poopies today, because y'all, the Fort Lauderdale vacation is over today, and Granny and Durwood and I are on the aluminium tube of death, and y'all will be arriving back at the Charleston Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Ariel Puerto, later this afternoon, but, y'all, you know, Big Fatty doesn't have his, computer, his, travel computer anymore, so y'all, I pre-recorded, just like I did on a full rate. Today I pre-recorded with that Daniel Biba about his thoughts about the Pride 48, because y'all, you know, Pride 48 is coming up in just a couple of weeks, the weekend of the 17th through the 19th. That's Father's Day weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, and Daniel is the daddy, the creepy uncle of Pride 48. It's true, he is. And y'all just got some comments from Daniel about his feelings about Pride 48 and where it's been and where it's going and all that. And, you know, we recorded this when Daniel and Adam visited the villa back in the spring. So without further ado, yes, Big Fatty, and you'll have a full report on the Fort Lauderdale starting on tomorrow's little show. It's true. Are you ready for that, Squeaky Piggy? Yes, Big Fatty, I think so. Yes. Everyone, I am returning from the Fort Lauderdale today, so I have a special show for you. Friday we had Adam, one of the co-founders of Pride 48, on, and today we have Daniel Bieber, Brewer, the other founder, and shut up, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get closer to the microphone to improve my sound quality.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
It is a pleasure to be here.
And since this is Pride Month, we're kind of, you know, getting it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Not that you're a horse.
I'm sorry, what?
But yes. Finding out where the idea of Pride 48 came from.
Oh, this is boring. You know, that we cover this in videos. I listened to that Friday show with Adam. Adam covered everything. That's fine. You know what, Fratty? I'm not about the past. I'm about the future. Okay. I'm about the big future, the big bright. You know what, Adam? I mean, excuse me. You know what, Big Fatty?
What?
There's a bright, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Did you blow the whole neighborhood or something? Anyway,
I'm just saying.
Anyway, well, okay. So you listened to Adam's recount of the history of Pride 48.
Yeah, everything he said was wrong, but it's okay. It's fine. He gets a little confused on the facts sometimes, but
well,
it's fine. It's
but
fine.
The one thing that I will ask, he had said that from concept to the first live around the world event was just a few months, as he recalled it. Is that the way you remember it also? I'm not trying to make anyone look bad or anything. I'm just, I found...
From concept to launch was about a month and a half.
Really?
Yeah. It was just, we just thought, let's try this. Let's see if it would work. We didn't know who would agree to do it or whatever. And it was, we came up with the idea. We would chat at night and I would, you know, be out on the balcony drinking or whatever. And it was just like, yeah, let's do that. And as I'm sitting there chatting with him, I checked the website was available. Pride48.com was available. So I bought it and I'm just like, okay, there, let's do that. And let's just try it. And so it was a very short lead. There was no
prep. Do you not think that is an amazing feat?
You know, but that's hindsight though. That's hindsight. At the time, it was just like, hey, here's this crazy idea. It's one of those things like, if you knew what was going to be involved in doing it, you would have rethought a lot of things.
Okay.
You know, say angels, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Now, do you have memories from that first Pride 48?
I do.
Anything that jumps out?
So the very first, now you're talking about the very, very first from home Pride 48. Yes. Oh yeah, no, I have memories from that. I remember we didn't do any kind of opening skit or whatever. We had no concept of who was going to be listening or whatever. We basically did a combined Dubious Intent and Adam and Maddie show as the opening for that that year.
See, I didn't remember that. Yeah. But anyway, okay.
Yeah, no, because you didn't do the pink carpet until the next year. It's like, I think that first year was just so new to everyone that it was the second year of Pride 48 that we introduced the pink carpet, because you volunteered to do that. I wrote an opening skit. That was something that we decided to do. We had a host, an official host, mm-hmm. which was Arthur and myself that hosted that second one because Adam had disappeared. Well, Adam was going through a really messy divorce that year. But I think the second Pride 48 started to end. But that's been the recurring theme from Pride 48 from the beginning. It has always gotten better every year. We've refined things. We've tweaked things. We listen to what people say, and we make it better every year.
Now, if I remember correctly, you kind of championed the idea of the Vegas event.
I did. I said it would be cool. Again, like many things Pride 48 related, there was a lot of alcohol involved in this, but it was on an after show. It was on an after show. There's a bunch of drunk people all chatting on the after show. And it's all, oh, we love you. We wish we could see you. And I posited the idea. Well, wouldn't it be great if we went somewhere to do this? And someone said, that's a great idea. And so the idea was born. Lurie Dean, I had just moved to Connecticut. Lurie Dean was there. And we spent months trying to make hotels understand what a podcast was.
Okay, that was going to be a question. that was really the hardest
They would keep sending emails back. They were like, I'm not understanding what you're talking. What is it you do? Because we said, well, we're an LGBT podcasting thing like that. And I kind of, after the third general manager was emailing us back and was kind of, I kind of got that he was poking around for an answer, and I finally just said, look, it's like, if you're thinking that this is some kind of pornography or something, it's not. This is no more risque than satellite radio. It's just people talking in a microphone. And that seemed to have clicked, you know, uh-huh. something like, oh, okay. Because they kept stressing that there couldn't be video in the hotel, right. And there could be, and it's like, wait, this isn't a porn, just because we're gay, this isn't a porn convention. We're just doing, you know, a floor show, basically. So.
Okay. But we finally did get that going, and
is my phone distracting you?
No, not at all. Good. Can you believe that we've had 5 years of that?
No, I can't. I mean, 5 years of Vegas is 8 years of Pride 48, and you know what?
Is it 8 years? Oh, yeah. This year is the eighth year, right?
No. Yes, this year's the 8th year. Okay. Yes. But here's the thing, Fatty. I don't know if you remember what preceded Pride 48.
I don't.
Is we used to do get-together dinner, podcasting dinners at the gay days.
Oh, right, 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 right.
So that preceded Pride 48. And I know that there was one year that we went to Pride 48. Excuse me, I went to gay days. Well, I lived in Florida, so it was trivial. For
right,
me,
for right, 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 right.
But you couldn't come down that year.
Right.
And we were having the big podcasting dinner. Now, this, for those BFO lore folks out there, this is the podcasting dinner from which the recording of all the people saying a little show that you hear on a lot of the beginnings of the show. That was actually the podcasting dinner about 10 years ago, like 9 years ago. And that was that year. But you couldn't make it that year. So what we did is I had talked to you ahead of time. I said, hey, I'm going over to the dinner tonight.
Uh-huh.
Did you want to send some kind of video greeting to the folks?
Y'all, I don't recall this at all. And Daniel has shown me the first 5 seconds of this.
And you were like, I don't know how to make a video greeting. And I was like, no, I'll record it. You just think of something to play say. And you were like, oh.
Y'all, to this day, I have no idea.
Right.
What I said on this.
You can find this on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/DanielJBrewer. But this is it. We're going to play it here, and I'm going to play the sound, hopefully, for you guys to hear. Let me turn the volume up. Hold on. Let me back it up a little bit. So here you go. Here's the video. You're seeing this ostensibly for the first time.
That's correct. I don't recall this at all.
I'll check the address. I'm going to check the date on this in a minute. But here we go. You ready?
I wish I was there with all the podcasters of America tonight and having a good time with all of you. And
you're
anyway,
using the BFO app.
That Julian and Connor have done a lovely
too soon. Yeah.
I know they've done a lovely time putting it all all together tonight, and please give them a big old hug for Big Fatty. Oh, yeah, I see this breaking news. Breaking news is that Guru Nudie wants to lead the group in the benediction and then kumbaya afterwards. Yes? And let's see. Hello to everybody, and yes, and so y'all have a great time and enjoy the buffet.
Yes.
And you know what Big Fatty would say after the buffet? Yes. Bye.
Yeah, there you go, Fatty. That was your.
Don't remember that at all.
Sure. Addressing the
podcasters of America. I remember now. I remember that the reservation was made in that name. Yeah. So we walked in and said, "We're here with the podcaster." Oh yes, we've been expecting you. You know, so now. I ask Adam, do you have any favorite memories from the Vegas events?
Not that I can talk about. My favorite memories of Vegas are just meeting people that listen to your show, putting faces with names, realizing that there's not a single thing that I can say that they haven't already heard. It's like they know more about my life than I do half
Correct.
The time. Yeah. But no, I love it. I love the energy. I love just the community of it. It is a great event. I look forward to it every, I mean, you know, we're not doing it this year, but you know, that's just because you're old.
Right.
And no, I do. It's a great event. I love it. And we are doing the June event. By the way, we should talk about that. Because I'm all about the future, Fatty.
Right.
And I want to say that June 17th, 18th, and 19th this year, we are going to be doing the live from home streaming event right here. Yeah. June 17th, 18th, and 19th on pride48.com. This is old news for those of you listening on June 7th or whatever the fuck today is. What today
the 6th.
The 6th, right. Uh-huh. It's you know what today is?
What is today?
It's June 6th.
Oh.
Okay. It's 6-6 of 16.
Oh, yeah. 6-6-16.
Right. That doesn't mean anything, does it?
No.
No, doesn't mean anything.
6-6.
No, there's no hidden meaning there. I was just bringing that up. But, it's a great... join us in June 17th, 18th.
Is it supposed to mean something?
No, I'm just talking out of my ass.
All right.
I'm trying to fill time.
No, don't worry about that.
No, I see that it's running up there, and it's like any moment you're going to be, but I don't think you do that on the gays, do you? You kick us out of the studio, right, and then you make the thing.
Now, you say you're all about the future. In a wish-filled world, what kind of things would you wish for Pride 48's future?
I think just continuing on where we're going, it takes us a long time to do things because we're a volunteer organization, but I think the clip shows will get better every month. We take those clips that we use in the clip show. Once we've got, by the time you're listening to this in June, we may have had our first batch, but we're going to slowly start replacing hours of music on the stream with those clips that are will be introed and outroed on the clips. It kind of making Pride 48 more of a roadside billboard, right? So we're listed in a lot of different directories as a streaming radio station. So when people tune into it, I would like for them to hear the best parts of some of our shows, followed by, hey, how can I actually find these shows? You know, we started a long time ago by trying to stream full episodes on the station, and that just didn't really make a lot of sense because it's a podcast. You could download it. And then just any incidental listener tuning in, you know, maybe in the middle of a Big Fatty show. And who the hell would want to listen to that? But it's just more of a like making that, like taking the resources we have, leveraging it more into getting, using the power of community to bring all of us, you know, newer and more listeners, right? To kind of use, you know, we're all great at social media. Now let's turn that for the betterment of all of us and you know, rising tide lifts all boats.
All right. So Pride 48 obviously has the word pride in it. Is there one thing you are most proud of with this organization?
No one has yet physically wounded me. I'm very proud of that. The thing I'm most proud of is just, you know, from nothing came this amazing thing. I think had any of us known the amount of, you know, work that would be going into this from the beginning, we may have paused and delayed more than just charging forward. So, you know, good for ignorance. We knew what we were coming. We didn't know what we were. I got distracted. Oh my God. You don't understand, guys. In the studio, you can see the exit of the show heading towards the current line. It's like a train. It's like a train coming. Like, it's like, oh dear God, it's going to hit us.
Well, Daniel, thank you, for coming to Charleston, first of all. And,
you know, it was a short drive from Connecticut. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, like, exactly. No, not yet. Oh. Now. Oh. Tell everybody you do a couple of different shows. Tell everybody about them.
I do. I have a very successful YouTube channel. You can find it at Armstrong Paul 1964.
Okay.
I also do a daily 20-minute show.
Uh-huh.
You can find that at BigFattyOnline.com. Don't forget to use the online, for God's sake. Yeah. And everything else that I do, you can find at fried48.com/shows.
All right. Well, Daniel, thank you for joining us. And say goodbye, Daniel.
Goodbye, Daniel.
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Okay. Oh, and Daniel, just out of curiosity, what is your very favorite part every week of doing those dubious intentions? I know you've got to have a very favorite part.
3, 2, 1.
Fatty, we all love the lasers almost as much as those darling children.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.